the saint whom we celebrate today, which is in the Martyrology but not in the Missal, so you won't find it, is a very interesting saint, a very ancient saint. He died around the year 555 AD. So that's not new. Obviously, there's nothing new under the sun. And so we look to him, who was a great example in his day and for many years to come. His name is Saint Leonard of Noblat. Now, there are many, many churches all over Europe named after Saint Leonard. There's not too many Saint Leonards, so they refer back to him. Now, Saint Leonard was a pagan, and he fought along with King Clovis when King Clovis was at the help and the intercession of Saint Clotilde, the Queen of France, and was baptized by Saint Remigius. Sometimes he's just called Saint Remy. I like better the Latin, Remigius. He not only was baptized by himself, but when a king or nobleman was baptized, a lot of his followers were baptized. Leonard was one of them. He was baptized, and all kinds of things happened. In the meantime, God had him for a special purpose. And so he asked the king permission, his friend, and he went away by himself to be a hermit. So the king, St. Clovis, gave him a whole forest in which he built the great monastery, which is known today by his name, St. Leonard of Noblat. And there many people followed him. In the meantime, Remigius conferred upon him orders, and even though he was asked by the king to be a bishop many times, he still wanted to remain in his peace in the monastery, and so that's where he did. But in the meantime, he asked him for another favor. The favor that he asked of the king, for which he is very well known, is that he should allow him to visit the prisons of the land and to free those prisoners whom he thought fit. So the king said, okay, you have my permission, and they gave him a document. And so St. Leonard went from prison to prison to prison, and he picked out those whom he thought, whom the Holy Spirit guided him, and they were freed. And all over France, there are still crosses to be found and chains from all those prisoners who hung them up in thanksgiving to God. Thanksgiving is a very, very important virtue. You know, we have been praying for certain things lately, and you'd think the place would be packed with people who wanted to give thanksgiving. Were all not other the other nine made clean? You know, nothing changes under the sun. Nothing. And so the prisoners gave thanks, and many of them joined the monastery. And it was when it was time for him to go, around the year 555 or so AD, St. Leonard was buried in his monastery, and he was canonized. And since then, we have been praying to him. He is the patron saint of prisoners and of those unjustly condemned. What a wonderful thing that there is a patron saint even for them. Who knows? We may be prisoners someday or unjustly condemned. There's all kinds of evil in this world. And so we give thanks to God for St. Leonard of Noblat, abbot and patron saint of prisoners. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.